The mighty Skriwi Empire is poised to attack our planet Earth. Our battleships have been destroyed in a sleep raid. Nothing can stand between Earth and the terrible vengeance of the Skriwi. But there is one starship left, and out of the mists of time comes one warrior, one fighter who is the last hope of civilization. You!
We present Only You Can Save Mankind by Terry Pratchett, adapted for radio in three parts by Bob Heskett, with Janet Dale as the captain and Michael Angelis as the gunnery officer, and introducing Tim Smith as Johnny. Only You Can Save Mankind. Part 1. If not you, who else?
Yes, now come in quick. Let the missile target itself on the first fighter. Yes, fire the missile. Come to the guns of the fighter. And that's fighter number 2. Take out shields with a laser. Yeah. While the missile takes out fighter number 1. Yes, now die. Switch guns. Rip fighter number 3 as it turns. Yes. Pick up fighter number 2 in the sight. Again on the up curve. Let go of missile. And rake it. Fighter number 4 on my tail. Take a vigorous action. Yeah. Not this time, number 4. He's killed me 6 times already. It's only 5 o'clock.
We wish...
No vocals on this game.
We wish to talk.
Wobbler never said anything about vocals. Die, you!
No, we wish to talk.
Oh, I can hear me. That's not possible. Die, you alien scum. I've got you in my sight.
No, we do not wish to die. We wish to talk.
That's all very well. But if I destroy you and complete level 10... then I earn 10,000 points. And I win a Scroll of Valor. Actually, I'd quite like a Scroll of Valor, so...
No, we surrender. Please.
Look, this is very irregular. I'm putting the game on pause and I'm going to consult the manual. Only You Can Save Mankind. Full sound effects and graphics. The ultimate game. There's nothing here about Skriwis being vocalised. Ah, this is down to Wobbler. I bet he messed it up when he copied it. Typical Wobbler.
So why did you turn up at... Hold your horses, Maxwell. I'm having a word with Johnson, aren't I?
Yes, sir.
So, why did you turn up for games?
I thought I might need some weight, sir.
But you promised me you'd miss games permanently. Let's face it, you're not very good at them, are you, Wobbler?
I am, sir.
Oh, yes. Computer games. I don't understand them myself.
Oh, Wobbler's great, sir. If there was a competition to be the first one to break the unbreakable copy protection on galactic thrusters, Wobbler would win hands down.
Really? Sounds vaguely illegal.
Shut it, Johnny.
What is it with you, Wobbler? Your grossness, I mean. Is it your glands or what? Are you aware the bits of you wobble while you run?
Really, sir? That's interesting.
Don't come to games later, or I'll put you in Miss Hardcastle's dance class with the fat girls.
Yo, Wobbler. It's not cool to say yo anymore. Is it rad to say cool? Cool's always cool. And no one says rad anymore either. Oh, this is cool. Have a go at this.
Oh, what is it?
A crack fighter star terror bomber. Only don't tell anyone, right? Just type FSB. The space bar drops the bombs.
Listen, you know Only You Can Save Mankind.
Still playing that, are you?
Yeah. You didn't, you know, do anything to it, did you? Before you gave me a copy.
Nah, it wasn't even protected. Didn't have to do anything, except copy the manual. Why?
Well, you did play it, didn't you?
A bit. Kept me going for a couple of minutes. But by then I've got top score, so nothing funny happened.
Don't shoot! We surrender! See, we show you pictures of our children!
Revolting! Egg bombs with tails!
Charming, aren't they?
Look, is this a trick, Wobbler?
No, I am not a trick, Wobbler. I am a Skriwi captain! Would you like to see me?
No! This isn't fair. I want to say die, creep, and blow you away.
But we give in. No more war.
You're not supposed to give in.
But we want to go home.
In the book, it says you blew up a lot of people's planets.
What's a book?
It's what they call the manual.
What's a manual?
It's the book all about this. It says the Screamer turn up out of nowhere and bomb some planets with humans on.
Lies!
Nearly all the Earth starships have been destroyed. There's only one left, the special experimental one. It says here, it was all that stood against the Screamy Hordes, and only you. That is to say, John Maxwell, age 12, in between the time I get home from school and get something to eat and do my homework and get upstairs before the evening round begins. Only you, John Maxwell, can save mankind. So let's get shooting. That's the game.
What is a game?
What do you mean, funny? Funny ha-ha?
No, weird. Lifelike, I suppose.
Only you can save mankind is supposed to be. Just like the real thing, it says. I hope you read the manual properly. My dad spent a whole coffee break copying it out.
Yeah, right. Better read it properly then. Thanks for Starfighter Pilot.
My dad bought me Alabama Smith and the Jewels of Fate. From the States. How's your father, by the way? And mum?
Oh, you know, trying times.
Yeah, tough. Listen, you can have a copy of Alabama Smith if you like.
Great.
It's okay.
Right then.
Johnson, what are you still doing here? The bell's gone.
Sorry, sir, I'm on my way.
Move it. And you, where are you supposed to be?
Somewhere else, sir.
Then get somewhere else.
Look. Who are you?
Do you want to see me now?
Yes.
Amongst the Screamy, I am considered handsome.
Then truly our two cultures are vastly different.
I am not Earth-like then?
Earthworm possibly, or maybe more Newt. Newt with a bit of alligator thrown in.
What is the game?
Well, I shoot at you, and you shoot at me. That's the game.
But we die.
So do I. I die. I die a lot.
But you live again.
Don't you?
No. How could that be? When we die forever.
Well, that's not true, because in the first mission, level one, there's three screaming ships you have to blow up. I've played it lots of times, and there's always three ships there.
Different ships!
So, what happens if I switch off the machine?
I do not understand the question.
Why should I trust you?
Look behind you.
Why? I'll only see my bedroom. Oh, I see what you mean. Wait while I turn my starfighter around. The entire screaming fleet is coming in my direction! Fighters, cruisers, battleships, massive battleships, circling me, surrounding me!
And they all have their
sights! I don't want to die!
Then accept our surrender!
Oh, this is nuts!
All right, I accept.
What happens now?
We want to go home.
All right, no problem.
You give us safe conduct.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Is that it? No triumph for music? No congratulations, you've got the highest score?
What does safe conduct mean anyway? Peace in our times
stop,
or something?
Stop. I won't! I want to settle now!
You'll drive me to this truck!
Peace in our time.
It can be repaired, Captain.
Good. Thank you, crew. Damage!
With force.
Half the fighters have been destroyed. All the capital ships have been damaged, some severely. And we ourselves can barely limp home.
Well, At least we're going home.
Forgive me for saying so, Captain, but this is not a wise move.
It's the only one I have.
No! We must fight on.
And then we die. We fight and then we die. That's how it goes.
Then we die gloriously.
There's an important word in that sentence. And it's not the word gloriously. Now control yourself. Green is an insubordinate color.
Especially
when it's caused by rage.
She's attacked hundreds of our ships.
And then he stopped. He listened. He talked. None of the others did. Maybe he's the one.
Get back to your work. I don't believe in legends. I am a rational screamy, and so are the other officers. When the full enormity of what you've done is understood, you will be relieved of your command.
Good. But right now I am captain. I am responsible. Do you understand? Have you got the faintest idea of what that means? Have you?
I must be dreaming. You get much better graphics in a dream. In fact, this is a pretty good dream. I can feel the pilot seat underneath me. The cabin smells of hot oil and overheated plastic and unwashed people. Oh, I think that's me. Yep, it's really like being in a starfighter.
Are you receiving me?
Yes. Good dream this, eh?
Pay attention, we are ready.
What for?
We have made emergency repairs. So, lead the way.
Where to?
Our home planet is called...
Was that someone stepping in a cowpat?
No, it's the name of our planet.
It's quite catchy, really.
Stand by while we program your computer.
What with?
Directions to...
But then I'll know where... is.
Yes.
You trust me?
Oh, yes.
The Earth's thing computer has been programmed, Captain. I hope you know what you're doing.
I think so. We're under attack.
I knew it. It's a trap.
Oh, it's another player. It's another player. Captain, get your fleet behind me, quickly.
Captain, do as he says.
Shoot back.
No. Now do as I say.
Hello. You out there, game player, whoever you are, listen. The Screewee are not fighting anymore. You've got to stop. Jeez, Beans, who is this guy?
Oh, I told you this would happen. I did not wield the Emperor.
No. We have to give him a chance. We must not fire on human ships. Get those fires out. Damage report, someone.
How much of a charge do we have? If you would give the order to fire, I would...
No. Make one move to our advance, and I will fry your brains with my personal projector.
I've got to help them. Line up the circles on the screen and press the fire button until every weapon on the ship is empty.
We must take offensive action.
No. We must keep ourselves between the enemy and our fleet.
Captain, our Aasling has opened fire on the enemy Aasling.
Let him shoot everything.
Shut up, you fool, and help with the damage control.
Captain, the enemy Aasling has returned fire on our Aasling.
Too late, sucker. My missiles are just about to hit home.
Yes!
Die, scumbag. I mean, get my dream and wake up in your own bed. Hang on. Here comes his missiles. Oh, well. You died once, you've died 1,000... Dream. Must have fallen asleep at the computer. What's the time? 6:30. Too late to go to bed. Too early to get up. What's on TV?
Such is the incredible technology of the so-called American smart bombs that a tiny camera mounted on the very cone of the missile can relay back pictures up until the moment of impact on an Iraqi target.
Just the news.
Half an hour each way.
Right, you lot. What are your excuses?
Football gives me a headache, sir.
Really?
I've got a note, sir.
Oh, yes, your permanent note.
I want to play, sir.
You're not playing in bother boots.
Oh, sir.
You can be a linesman.
Sir! Oi, offside! Offside, dummy, I saw you.
You two, don't wander.
No, Mr. Dalton.
No, sir. You should be good at ball control, Yolis.
Why? Because I'm black. You shouldn't go in for racial stereotyping.
Suppose not. Look, we're in the same gang.
We're not a gang. We're not important enough to be in a gang.
So what are we?
You take a bag of crisps and you shake them up.
Yeah.
We're the little bits that end up in one of the corners. You, me, Big Mac, Wobbler.
Wobbler isn't a little bit.
Don't be a sizey stereotyper.
No, look. Can I tell you about something? In private.
Sure.
I must protest at this rank cowardice. This running away.
Ah, gunnery officer. As our guns are now silent, I must find a new task for you. Embroidery officer, possibly.
Mock me at your peril. Many of the officers feel as I do. Be aware, Captain. We are watching your every move.
And then I woke up.
What you've got here is a projection of a psychological conflict. That's all. Want a cheese ring?
What's that?
It's a crunchy cheese flavoured...
No, the other thing you said.
Well, your mum and dad are splitting up, right? It's a well-known fact.
It's not definite. It's a bit of a trying time.
Okay. And there's nothing you can do about it?
No. Shouldn't think so.
And this definitely affects you?
I suppose so. I know I have to do a lot of my own cooking.
Right. So you project your suppressed emotions onto a computer game. Happens all the time.
I think I will have that cheese ring now. Are you sure about this?
Of course I am. My mother's a nurse and I never miss an Oprah Winfrey show. I know about these things. Trust me.
Now that the Scud missile menace has been neutralised, renewed attacks on targets in and around Baghdad
That's
are expected.
Enough of that.
Smart bombs have once...
Things have been a bit tricky lately. I expect you've noticed.
No, Dad.
Well, your mum's worried about money. Use a dry tea towel. Yes, it's been a bit tricky at work. Not a good time to be starting a new business. You see, if I go under, we lose the house.
Yeah, I mean, no. Shouldn't there be six of these cups?
Yes. Yes, I think one got broken.
Oh.
Everything all right, one way or another?
Yeah.
And nothing you want to talk about?
No, I don't think so.
How are you getting on with those space invaders?
Sorry?
The space invaders? On the computer?
What is space invaders?
Isn't that what they're called anymore? Space invaders? Well, you used to get them in pubs and things before you were born. Rows of spiky, triangular green aliens with six legs kept coming down the screen and, well, we had to shoot them.
What happened when you'd shot them all? Oh, this one's still eggy.
I'm sorry. Oh, well, you've got some more. I expect it's all more complicated now. There. Right. All finished. Right then, well, I'm going to have a look at those accounts.
Right.
If there's anything you want to talk about, you know.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, Lance. Thanks a million, Dad. Stars. Just stars. Not a screaming ship in the heavens. Hang on. Suppose this is just in my game. Suppose on everyone else's game, there are hundreds of screaming ships being destroyed. I've got to phone Wobbler. I'll get him to run a check. If he can't find any screaming ships then...
Hello?
Can I speak to what... to Stephen, please?
During homework?
Yeah, sorry.
Stephen! Phone! Don't be long on it. English lit.
I won't. Hello?
It's me.
Yeah?
Have you had a look at Only You Can Save Mankind lately?
Nah. Hey, listen, I found
Could
a way
to... go on it right now, please?
You all right?
What?
You sound a bit weird.
Look, go and have a go on the game, will you?
All right, but my mum is going to kill me.
The chosen one ship doesn't answer our messages.
Ha ha! But no one is shooting at us.
Not yet.
We haven't seen a human ship for hours. Perhaps it's working. Have you considered that? Perhaps we're leaving them behind. Perhaps the truce is holding.
It wasn't a truce. It was a surrender.
Hello?
There's no aliens, right?
Yeah. Just a big slab of empty black space with a few twinkly bits.
Stars.
Right.
Possibly something built into the game. Kind of time bomb thing. Maybe it's programmed to make all the aliens vanish on a certain date.
What for?
Make things more interesting, I expect. You all right?
Yeah, no problem.
Coming down the mall tomorrow?
Yeah.
Stephen, homework.
I'm on to it. See ya. Ciao.
Ciao. My problem. My problem, Dad. Dad. Why, Dad, do you keep smashing things? No problem. See you then, Dad. Ciao. What? Oh, no. Not the starship again. Not another dream. What's that outside? A huge ship. Only wrecked and sort of melted. It's not a screewee. Just drifting through space. Absolutely dead. What is it?
We don't know.
Captain!
We find them sometimes. We think they belong to an ancient race. No.
Look at it turning slowly. Slowly.
Extinction is always sad. The end of all possibilities. Now we shall never know who they were.
Well, I think they were called space invaders.
A human name for them.
Yeah.
Thought so.
Listen, I'm not responsible. It happened before I was born. What? I'm under attack. I wasn't watching my radar. Look at that guy fly. Oh, so what? So what if I'm destroyed? I'll only wake up in bed, won't I? What am I saying? This is my game, and I'm the best, I think. Oh, no, I've lost the lights. Darkness. Beeping. I'm back in my bedroom and that's the alarm clock going off.
M.
No. This doesn't happen in my bedroom.
Secondary pumps failure.
Well, I don't know what that means. But I wish. I really, really wish they hadn't failed.
Complete systems breakdown. Human life not tenable.
I can't breathe. This is it. I'm really going to die. No! I'm John Maxwell. I'm 12. I don't want to die in a spaceship. Please! I don't want to. Oh, I haven't. I'm still... What's happened again? I fell asleep at the computer.
Yo, dude. I've been here for ages.
Sorry. I went one stop past on the bus. Oh,
had to run back.
Why?
I was thinking about something else.
Trying times?
No, something else.
Come on.
Where are we off to?
J&J Softwares. Mr. Patel might have Cosmic Coffee Master.
I mean, who wants to see nothing but stars? I've seen stars before, actually. It says on the box that you fight dozens of screamy ships, but there isn't one.
Well, you can't have your money back. You've opened the box.
How can I tell if it works without trying it? That comes under the Sale of Goods Act, 1983.
Give me the box.
There ought to be 6 ships on the first mission.
Look, I've told you before, mind your own business. Now, here we are.
Computer space. I left it on for hours and there was just space.
Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear.
They've gone. I told you.
Johnny.
Shh. They've gone to... What's wrong with him? He's gone all pasty.
All right.
Come on, let's get him out.
Now we shall see. Here. Here is one that was delivered today. Still in its cellophane. On this one, there will be screwies.
Go on, put it on and let's see.
Johnny, you haven't touched your food.
No, I don't feel.
Here's Big Mac! Here.
Well?
Patel tried 6 and tying you. Only you can save mankind. Not an alien to be shot on any of them. You eating that burger?
No.
Oh, Top.
I don't even know what's happening.
It could be a virus.
Nah, I've got loads of viruses. They just muck up the programs. They don't muck up your head.
Ah, but they could do. With flashing lights. Kind of like hypnosis.
Lots of things can muck up your head. I thought I was supposed to be making it up. You know, projecting my fantasies.
That was before that girlfriend of Patel's.
That was handsome. She actually got another copy and her money back. Who was that girl?
I don't know. I saw her once before playing Cosmic Trek. She was good. Unusual, that. Girls aren't much good at computer games.
You know, the screwy captain's a female.
How can you tell?
She told me. What's she look like?
Sort of an alligator-sized newt with more teeth than his feasible.
Oh.
I'm back.
We saw your ship explode.
Yeah.
And then it returned again. You're alive.
Yeah, I think so.
Cool, science. Take evasive action.
No!
No!
Our
ship turning towards us.
Johnny!
Not killing ourselves! We can kill ourselves! Target guns!
Delay!
That order! Our ship has locked onto us. We have second...
Turn and fight your cowardly scouts!
You are under arrest! Tethels incoming!
We
you
are
must!
All going to die!
Johnny! You must stop it now!
Why me?
More Tethels incoming!
If not you!
In episode 1 of Only You Can Save Mankind, Johnny was played by Tim Smith, the screwy captain was Janet Dale, and the gunnery officer Michael Angelis. The PT teacher was Mark Finn and Wobbler Akbar Karim. Johnny's mother was Marion Kemmer, and his father was played by Lawrence Rue. The screwy crew member was Tessa Harrison, the newscaster Terry Pearson. Yoles was played by Peter Dalton, Big Mac by Michael Perestrello, and Kirsty by Natalie Moore. Mr. Patel was played by Renu Setner. The production was directed at Pebble Mill by Brian Lighthill.